My focus is on the connections from the federal community out into the public and the private sectors, so state and local connectivity, as well as a nonprofit healthcare system, so that we can engage externally and take advantage of the work that's been done to drive market innovation.
Tell me about meaningful use. That's a word that's popped up lately, of health IT information. What is that all about?
Well, I think the simplest way of describing it is comes from my dear friend Farzad Mostashari, a physician from New York City. Traditional views of technology are largely nouns. It's a server, it's an application, it's a device. What the Congress has done very creatively is to think about the verb, and that is, what exactly do you do with this box on your desk or your device in your hand? And the focus on health IT was less about whether you adopted a particular application or a piece of software or hardware, but more if you used it in a way that delivered better quality care. So meaningful use is an attempt to define what it is as a matter of public policy we as a nation would like to see clinicians, providers, however you want to define them, utilize the information to make better decisions. That discussion and debate is taking place this summer, ultimate regulations to be issued by CMS. But the point is, it's to give us a roadmap for what it is we want to accomplish. It's the ultimate holy grail in technology, which is too often I hear the vendor community say, well, what are your requirements? And you can list 3,000 requirements and not really understand what the goal is. This provides a very coherent goal for the entrepreneurs in this country and large corporations to build solutions that achieve that purpose.
Now, there's a lot of money in the stimulus bill for the health information records, the electronic health records. How does the records effort as it's constituted now play into the whole architecture piece for federal health architecture?
Well, always look to the bottom line, data. Information is needed. It's needed for systems to adjudicate claims, benefits decisions, clinical decisions. So the purpose of meaningful use essentially helps us to define what's the data that we need in order to deliver the verb of health information technology. And so if you are asking what the architecture is about, it essentially says this is the roadmap for how we want to collect information to make advance public policy in our respective agencies. You almost need to start with where does that data reside, and it often resides in a clinician's office or a hospital. So when they adopt systems, we want them to be hand in glove with what our data requirements are, and that's where meaningful use has been a very powerful asset. So they're very much tied at the hip. You begin with what the practice does and what information it collects. You apply it to an architecture, and you build tools and solutions to innovate to advance our public priorities.
Because ultimately, it is the provider of healthcare that's going to consume all this data and information as much as the paying community.
Not always. I mean, I actually see a broad set of stakeholders. So the regulators at the FDA might look at this information to make sure that a drug they approved actually has been delivered safe care post-market. I see researchers interested in this information so they can decide what works in the American healthcare system. I see public policy leaders to try to decide what it is that are there care gaps based on geography or racial disparities or any of a number of dimensions. So I think there are going to be a large set of customers to this platform. Obviously, providers are front and center, but a broader stakeholder community as well.
So in many ways, if you throw in DOD, which has a big stake in this and which has a pretty well-developed electronic health record system and a health system, period, this affects almost every agency in government at some point.
I think there's some 20 agencies that have formed signatories to this effort. I think one of the most interesting things is that even the agencies that are not signatories, they are in some way, shape, or form engaged on this information for some activity that they're responsible for. So it is a key domestic priority. It's 16% of the nation's GDP. I'm fairly confident a large set of stakeholders would have interest in the outcome of this work. And so the 20 who are members are just a small piece of a larger set of folks that are interested, not the least of which would be state legislators, governor's offices, members of Congress, and so forth.
And when do you think the public might sense that there is an electronic record out there that's in use that benefits me as a consumer, that benefits my provider, and obviously would benefit the government When will this electronic health record be, as you put it, a verb?
It's actually happening around the country today. So, picking up case examples in Intermountain, Kaiser, other markets, Boston, a terrific market to see the results, New York City. I think the premise is between now and when the stimulus funds are rolled out is to make sure that we're constantly evaluating what's working and what's not working and sharing that feedback with the American people. Part of my job at the White House is to ensure that we're coordinating these activities and celebrating where appropriate and changing course if needed. But generally speaking, I think we're going to continue to celebrate results today, monitor progress over time, and then obviously set a longer-term goal of larger universal adoption as the president has outlined.